I think I liked all of the characteristics that he showed. You know, he has really good initial quickness. He's a big guy, long. I think he's tough. I think he's learning the National Football League game, but he's made some plays, obviously, in the preseason. So he needs to transfer that now from the preseason mentality to the regular season. So we're looking forward to watching him play this Sunday.
What do you think Corey Coleman's mindset is this week? Earlier in the week, he talked about needing to calm down and, you know, came out of that game last week dropping a pass at the end of the game. Where do you think his mind is?
I think he's fine. You know, I think he's ready to go. I mean, he's now had experiences in two different games, and I think he needed that. And I think he'll be fine. You know, it's like anything else. You know, you got until you go do it consistently all the time, do you know? But I'm very excited about him and excited about watching him play as well this Sunday.
Can you talk a little bit about your defensive backfield? There's a lot of new stuff going on back there. How's it all coming together? And, you know, how does Joe look?
I think Joe's been looks like Joe. You know, he looks like the same corner that I used to face all the time that, you know, you try to stay away from because he knows how to get his hands on the ball. Tremont's doing a great job at nickel. You know, we have three safeties that we like playing back there, but obviously Jordan and IC have been back there. And Kendrick, you know, is a young player on the scene. And then Jamar Taylor, you know, we're happy to have him. He's done a great job and playing on the other corner. So, we feel good about our secondary. We feel like we can cover people. So, again, we're going to get tested this Sunday.
It seems a little unusual to have a punter on the practice squad. What's the thinking on doing that this year?
I think just for right now, just because we think the guy has talent, you know, and, again, you want to make sure that you get a chance to work with him. We didn't get really a long opportunity to work with him when we first got him here. So we're taking a really good look at him to see what he's capable of doing. Happy with Britton. He's done a great job. So, I mean, like you said, a lot of people don't do that, but I think it's another opportunity for us to evaluate a player that we feel good about, and we'll keep going from there. No, absolutely. You know, he hasn't blinked that way. You know, again, I think a lot of our rookies are kind of like that. You know, they're really eager to please and want to work at it and do whatever the coaches are asking them to do. But, yeah, did that impress me? Yes. Because, you know, the guy's used to putting his hand down. You know, he was standing up, and then we put his hand back down, and we stood him up again, and he keeps working at it. And that's all you ask for as a player. You know, here's your opportunity. Go work at it and be the best you can be. Oh, he's a good defense coordinator, one of the best in this league. He's good at what he does. Those guys are playing good on defense. So we understand what we're facing, us as a staff and us as an offensive football team. I mean, they're well coached. They play hard, and Jim's one of the best at what he does. Hit the quarterback, you know. It's like a lot of these good defensive coordinators, they want to hit the quarterback. And I'm sorry? I don't think you can be too tricky on defense. You're just better, you know. So, no, I don't think it's tricky. I think it's fundamentals, well-coached. Guys know what to do, how to do it the way he wants it done. And he tries to attack your weaknesses. And so we get it. And, again, it's a great challenge on Sunday.
Do you think that will you see plenty of the wide nine? And,
yes, and there'll be some ends way out there somewhere.
And you do some innovative things with your
I can't talk about that, Mary Kay.
But – the wide nine, you know, how do you think that'll work in terms of, you know, your dual threat quarterback? And what challenges does that
dual threat quarterback? I don't know. I don't know, Mary. We got to play the game on Sunday. That's his style of defense. We have our style of offense, and we get the clash on Sunday. So I can't tell you what it's going to look like, feel like, be like. We got to go attack what they do, and they're going to attack what we do, the best that day is going to win.
Do you go into the season with a set mindset about two-point conversions and fourth down conversions, or you take those game by game or play by play, or do you want to be aggressive with this?
We want to be as aggressive as we can. I like going for two. You know, we just got to get in the end zone more, you know. to have an opportunity to go for two. So, I like being as aggressive as we can. Not saying that that's what we'll do the first game, second game, whenever that is. But, you know, it's, we talk about it as a staff, and we think we do what's best based on who we're playing. I think you said it, game-by-game situation. I think our job, my job, is to help put our team in the best position to win the game, you know. And that's what we're going to try to do as a staff, and that's what our players intend to do.
To what extent are you relying on Davis to be the glue for the front seven?
Quite a bit. I mean, he's been outstanding. You know, he's very vocal, very bright, studies the game. Definitely one of the captains on our team, one of the leaders in the locker room, and it's important to him. So he's definitely the guy I think everybody looks to on defense to make sure that we're in the right defense, right situation, right call, you know, and he's communicating with all. So him and Joe Hayden, you know, those guys they're wearing the big C's on their chest, so they got to step up and take care of it.
What stands out about the two Matthews
for
Philly?
I'm sorry?
The two Matthews for Philly, Ryan and...
They're good players. You know, I've competed against Ryan before when he was in San Diego. He's a good runner. You know, you got to tackle him. You can't just, you know, go try to knock him down with a forearm or a shoulder. You got to swarm tackle this guy. He's a good runner. And the other kid can make plays. You know, he can go up and dominate the thrown ball. So, again, I think we all know they have good players. But like I said this yesterday, they're everywhere in the National Football League. It's not going to be any different from week to week. You know, there's people that we have to slow down, you know, in order to have opportunity to win games. No, I never think there's a danger. I think because you only get one first game. You know, this is going to be the first game of the year, and we want to start off the right way. You only do that by winning, you know. So that's what we're interested in. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we expect to do.
I want to go back to Coleman for one thing. Monday he talked about he seemed – you obviously have coached him hard. Al Saunders coaching him hard to bring out the best in him. He admits that. He seems to feel the responsibility of him being your first pick and wanting to not only be a great player but also to justify it. Have you at all or will you sit him down man-to-man this week and just kind of calm him down?
You know, Tony, I probably so. I mean, as it gets closer, I mean, I think all of our rookies will feel some anxiety. You know, it's the first regular game of the season, and you said it. You know, Corey being the first-round draft pick, I think a lot of responsibility comes along with that. But what I would say to him is that let's not worry about that. Let's just play the best you can play, you know, and everything else will take care of itself. We all know he's very talented. So just play the game, and let's not get, you know, tied up by all the other thought processes that could go through your head. I think all he's got to do is do his job. He hasn't do anything miraculous in order for us to win. He's just got to do his job to the best of his ability.
Last preseason game, did you get to spend any time with Tito Francona?
With Tito? Yeah. I didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him. No, I saw him at a basketball game where I did get a chance to spend a little time with him. But what a great man, doing a great job. Sunday. You're not a rookie anymore. If you're out there, you're one of the guys, you know. Not that you don't walk around with your chest stuck out or anything like that, but you're one of the guys. But we expect our guys that are playing for us to go out there and play and contribute to our football team along with the rest of our veteran players. So, you know, once we're Cleveland Browns taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, that's what they are.
How has Orchard handled all of this?
He's been great. He's been great. You know, I mean, when we talk to our players, we talk about performance. And again, it's not a niceness competition. It's who can get the job done. You know, so, I mean, when we make decisions, it's not like the other player doesn't know what he needs to do to get back. So I think that's what's important. I think everybody knows we try to be fair and about the decisions we make. But it doesn't mean that the door's closed. You know, you can go earn it back by how you play. It's all about performance at the end of the day.
Do you have a vision of what Griffin is going to look like at quarterback through the first half of the season? Say, are you
like everybody else, are kind of mystified by what's supposed to happen after a long hiatus.
I'm not mystified by anything. I hope I'm not. I think I have a pretty good idea what it's going to look like. You know, I've coached him every day, so I know what he's going to look like and play like. Well, I think the most important thing, let's just wait and see what that is. You know, I think for me to talk about it doesn't do us any good. You know, let's just see how it starts to turn out as we move forward. Mary?
Do you feel the hay is in the barn, so to speak, from your vantage point? I mean, do you feel like, you know, confident, ready to go, ready to roll, bring on the
That's just, second? That's how I am, you know, and that's how our team is. You know, I don't think we're, you know, as like a lot of other people are when it comes to us, you know, a lot of people have kind of written us off. And that's okay. We get it. And like I said, until we prove something. But I think we're chomping at the bit to get to Philadelphia and play. You know, I think we're excited about the opportunity. It's the start of regular season, and you only get one start, you know. So I think our guys understand that. They've done a great job. We've had two good days of practice. We'll practice again tomorrow, and then we'll get ourselves ready to take off on Saturday and get ready to go play a game. But we're excited about this opportunity.